Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by these great companies that are giving us money to let you listen to their stuff.
Bullshit, Kyle. We make this show. We make this show. You and me. Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by us.
Someone's got to pay the bills, Dan, because it's not our trading.
All right, roll them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You are listening to an entertainment program put together by a company called Financial Ineptitude. Anything said on this show is not an endorsement or professional advice. Would you really want to tell a court of law you were suing us because you thought taking financial advice from two idiots on a podcast put out by Financial Ineptitude was a good idea? Really? Clown hat, smiley face.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You've made it to the China Shop. We've got limited shop hours today coming at you with some news articles. I'm Shopkeeper Dan. With me, as always, is Kyle, creator of financialinstitute.com. Kyle, how's it going?
It's going all right. Really interesting morning at the CPI data that came out.
Oh, wow. I guess we should just jump right in.
We're just skipping two bulls trading information.
What?
Two bulls trading information.
I'm inclined to agree.
Two bulls trading information.
That is accurate. Very accurate. What information?
All right, Kyle, let's hear about that CPI data.
Well, it must have been good because the market shot up to the top of a balance area I've been watching for quite some time.
Yeah, and it did it in the morning session, so I couldn't trade options on it.
I know, right? Well, so the CPI, the index, was unchanged in July compared with the 1.3% gain in the prior month. So I guess this is good because it's not increasing anymore, but it's still not great. It's not going down.
Well, you know, if your house is on fire, you'd be happy with, well, we've contained the fire to the east.
I suppose so. It depends on how big your house is.
Well, I said east wing, Kyle. How small do you think it is?
I suppose that's a good analogy for inflation. The bigger your house, the less you care.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Let's see, what were some of the other numbers here? The rate of inflation in the 12 months ended July slowed to 8.5% from a 41-year high of 9.1 in June.
Woo!
So the rate of inflation is not as bad as it was, but it's still pretty fucking high.
Yes, yes.
Let's see, the core measures that emit volatile food and energy prices was up 0.3%, slower pace than the 0.7% in the prior month. 12-month rate remains steady at 5.9%. But the big news with all of this, I think, is that it sounds like the Fed should be considering a 50 bip hike instead of the 75. And if you look at the way that the futures market is pricing in this new information, it certainly looks like that's the way things are looking. The Fed funds futures, I'm sorry, are now pricing in higher odds of a 50 bip instead of the 75.
So are we out of bear territory then?
See, I thought that the last time the SPY spiked up above a lower high, but I'm still concerned that the rug is going to get ripped out from under our feet.
Right. But okay.
There is definitely hope. There's definitely hope. But I am still I'm still cautious. I'm cautiously optimistic.
If we can keep on this run from June, middle of June, we'll be back into bull territory.
I would think so. We're at a pretty important decision point here as far as the markets are concerned.
Well, I know that according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, we are not in a recession.
Oh. According to which definition?
The NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, they're saying you need four things to be going down in order for there to be a recession.
Okay.
And that is real personal consumption, industrial production, jobs, and real personal income.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they say annual year-over-year growth rates might weaken further, but the quarterly growth rates appear to be on track to turn positive. So they're not likely to declare that we're in a recession because we're not meeting all four of their criteria.
Well, what were the criteria again?
Real personal consumption.
That's got to be going down.
Industrial production.
Industrial production, no.
Jobs.
Jobs, I feel like, are.
Jobs have been going up since the COVID low.
Yeah, but I keep seeing a lot of companies that are cutting headcounts too, though. I think that one's just the trickier one. I think we still haven't gotten fully re-employed since the COVID layoffs.
Could be. I'm just saying the numbers themselves are going up. That's all.
Gotcha. What was the last one?
Real personal income, which is the only one of these that's currently dropping on the chart released on the Seeking Alpha story.
Okay, if income's going down, though, personal spending has to be going down too, right?
Real personal consumption went up month over month.
Huh, sounds like some fuzzy math to me.
It's the one that's grown the most since the bottom of what they call the COVID recession.
Really?
April 2021. Uh-huh.
All right.
In the last 9 months, it's flatlined, but it hasn't trended down.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're not in a recession yet, is what they're saying.
Yeah, they say 2024.
Okay, that seems a bit out there.
Why don't one of the things that the next thing they talk about in the article is business behavior, inflation adjusted earnings.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at inflation adjusted earnings for the last four recessions. That index fell 43%, 55%, 92%, and 33% respectively. Right now, it's only fallen 7%.
Hmm.
So the earnings growth is down, but it's modestly down compared to the last four recessions.
Which is pretty impressive considering the high inflation, too.
Yeah.
Maybe personal consumption spending is only is only going up because the prices of everything has gotten so expensive. we're buying less stuff than we did, but it costs more.
It costs more, so we're spending more real dollars. There might be something to that. Inflation's a bitch.
Right.
But it still, as we see, it doesn't affect income. It's just insane, because how can we keep affording stuff?
Yeah.
If labor isn't one of the costs that gets more expensive.
This, are we, aren't we, recession? Thing is fascinating to me, because like I see points from both sides. Like it's so unclear to me. Like with the manufacturing sector growing.
Yeah, I think it just unveils the fuzzy nature of economics as a science and mathematics process.
It's like quantum mechanics.
Right. We may have a handle on it in all these situations, but boom, now we're in this unique situation where we're like, what do our indicators say? They're fighting each other. Shit. How do we make sense of this? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Maybe it's more like Schrodinger's cat, where it's not a recession or not.
It's both.
It is or isn't until we observe it. It's both until somebody opens up the recession box and says, oh, yeah, okay, it was.
Right. No, it's both until we're 5 years in the future and we can say, oh, no, this is how it ended up. So clearly we were in a recession, or clearly we weren't.
I mean, it's the first time I've ever tried to make sense of it.
I think you nailed it. I think that is exactly it.
I don't know. When was the last actual recession? Wasn't there a mini one in like 18?
2000. Oh, yeah, there was mini one in 18. Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't. I don't think either of us were really trying to actively learn the markets at that point.
Certainly not paying attention.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
And I got to apologize to Rheosaurus for this one, because I know she's getting sick about hearing about Elon Musk, but he keeps popping up in the news doing stuff that has to be talked about.
Right.
He has sold, let's see, that was the original. So the whole thing going on with the Twitter purchase, Elon has just sold about $6.9 billion worth of stock as a just in case.
Okay.
Just
at Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward with each new idea, innovation, and partnership. We're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
In case he's forced to make the purchase of Twitter, he doesn't want to create a liquidation event, because he would be forced to sell shares in order to come up with the money to make the purchase.
Wow.
But to blame it on that seems a little like, I mean, he got a pretty good price for these things. He got an average of almost $870 per share, significantly more than the $628 share it was trading at in late May.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe was around the time when he made the other sale. This news came out this morning, and Twitter was up quite a bit, because it looks like people are now factoring in that the likelihood of the deal going through increasing mm-hmm. because of this sale.
Well, it's almost like Musk is telegraphing, or, you know, like you said, he might just be trying to cover his tracks of, you know, getting out while the price is high. But it does seem like he's telegraphing, I'm going to lose this court battle, because the contract was pretty ironclad.
It's just interesting to me that he got such a good price when you look at where he'd been bouncing around for the last, basically since end of May.
Yeah.
Remember when he sold those other shares so he could, quote, pay taxes? Like, that just happened to also be at another peak.
Him and his brother, man, they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's running companies. He could be just a stock trader.
Well, I mean, he gets no salary. All of his money comes from stock options.
Yeah.
So he has a vested interest in doing his pumps.
Right.
I am curious, though, if we're going to see this sale combined with the sale of his Twitter stake.
if we find out
that would be funny.
He disclosed this just so he could get out of his Twitter at the price he paid initially.
Right. Now that's up in the 40s again. That's funny. Yeah. Maybe he did. Who knows with that guy anymore?
That's speculation on my part. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Nancy Pelosi gets a lot of flack on Twitter. Musk doesn't really get nearly as much.
Right. And he's clearly more manipulative.
Clearly.
I mean, she's just buying based on information she has that we don't. Apologies.
Yes.
Her husband. The congressional spouses are buying based on information we don't have.
Right.
And while Musk's brother does seem to be selling on info we don't have, he tweets this stuff. He comes out in public and definitely says things that affect the market.
Yes.
Yeah, he does not get torn down for that at all.
Nope.
Martha Stewart went to jail for less.
I know. Oh, the double standards in this country.
Hooray!
I think that was actually really good for Martha Stewart's career, though. Get that street cred.
I'm sure she would have rather not had it.
Probably not.
That'd be a good interview.
I don't know. What's a friendship with Snoop Dogg worth to you? Yeah.
All right. Anybody knows Martha Stewart out there, tune her into the show. Let's get her on here for an interview. I'd love to talk to her about insider trading. That would be awesome.
I'd love to learn if someone told her how to not get caught.
Oh, like somebody told us.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody reach out and tell you the way to do it right?
Listen, Martha, we got some deets.
All right. What's the last one we got?
Oh, I just wanted to wrap up with a quick little story about Google being down for a bit. I don't know if it happened to you where you tried to load Google to search for something.
Oh, you mean the site? I thought you were talking about the stock. I was like trying to pull up the chart.
No, not the stock. I mean the actual product, Google. Yeah, it's easy to forget that their main product is a search engine, right?
Yeah,
because it's just so ubiquitous with being on the internet. Yeah, it's not a map. It's not email.
Yeah.
It's actually a search engine with ads.
And collecting your data.
Collecting your data and ranking and giving you the websites in the order that they deem fit.
Or that you paid for.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, as we know from our business, if we want to be at the top of the list, you got to pay to play. Gotta, what's in it for Google?
Right.
You want people searching two bulls to see your show. You got to give Google a little taste. But it's amazing to me because the initial response to it being down was that the internet is down, even though you could still search with DuckDuckGo or Bing.
Who uses Bing? Let's be honest.
Bing.
Unless you're a grandparent.
Right. I was just going to say, yeah, like old people who can't change it from the default thing on Edge or whatever they call Internet Explorer now.
I used to make fun of Bing all the time, but I actually find myself using it more often. Is that just because I'm getting older, or is that because it's gotten better?
You old man. It's probably gotten better. For a while, they were actually using Google searches. They got busted for that.
Oh, that's smart.
I don't know if you remember that, but for a while, Bing...
No, I don't.
Yeah, they got in trouble for this. For a while, you'd search Bing, and then Bing would just go search it on Google and then give you the results.
Oh, that's genius. Right. Who came up with that idea?
I don't know, but they were caught. And
it's either Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. They were caught, and they had to pay some money, you know, but they got out of it because it's Microsoft, and they got the money.
I mean, it worked out nicely for them. Like, man, these results are good.
Man, programming a search engine's hard. Google already did it. Wow, it's almost as fast as Google. It's just like a split second longer. That's pretty good. Right. There was also a fire in a Google data center with arc lightning that got as high as 35,000 degrees. But Google claims that had nothing to do with the outage.
That had nothing to do with it?
It was a software outage, according to them. It wasn't a physical. Even though Maps was down, too.
And arc?
Arc lightning.
It sounds like, those are... Oof. That's a failed main component. That's never good.
Yeah, it burned down a bunch of stuff.
You ever watch the videos of those? Like you see a lot of times with those faults, there's two of them. There's the initial short that causes the surge in the current, but then the way that the bus bars runs through the switch gears.
Yes.
The electromagnetic forces on those get so crazy that it actually like blows them apart from each other and will actually cause another short when the bus bars get like pulled off of their struts. And then that causes the major fault that blows everything up.
Yes, you sure said some words there.
You can cut that.
No, not with that great punchline. Somebody used to be an electrician.
Yeah, maybe.
Shout out to all the electricians listening. Anyway, all right. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you learned something new. Hope you had a good time. Maybe even both, if you're really lucky. Thanks for sticking around to the end. Kyle, any closing thoughts before we shut the shop down for the day?
Yeah, send us any stories if you got anything you want us to talk about. You can just email us at twobulls@financialinitiative.com, or you can jump on the Discord and just post them in the relevant top or in the pertinent channels there.
Yes, wonderful.
If you got a good story, we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
It makes us gives us less research to do if you let the listeners do the work.
No, it's audience participation. Oh. Kyle, we got to pretend it's not them doing our job. Come on.
The term is engagement.
The term is engagement.
If anybody wants to edit.
Ultimate engagement, right?
Yeah.
All right. Folks, we'll be back at you soon. Till then, happy trades.
Bye.
Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment program, and all thoughts and opinions expressed in the show belong to the hosts and not of any company. They are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide entertainment about stocks and the financial industry of trading. If you make trades based on what you hear in this show, you assume all risks for those trades.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.